Toscano, Sego Segoli on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. The former ED of the Woodland Cultural Center, Janice Montour, recently began her new role as the CEO of the Canadian Museums Association in Ottawa. As of February 27th, Montour took over the helm of the CMA. In an interview, she said that as the first Indigenous person to hold the position of CEO with the CMA, she hopes to take her cultural background and give it to a national organization lens and open perspectives.
I think a lot of there's a lot of attention right now to it, being the first Indigenous person to hold the position. There's, you know, obviously there's been Indigenous people on the team throughout the years, but to hold it for the association, this is the first time. So there's been a lot of attention to it and a lot of responsibility that I take with that. So still very, very new to the organization, but learning lots and really excited to really, I think, take my cultural background and sort of give that to the lens of a national association and really sort of maybe open perspectives a bit.
However, she also hopes to shine a light on the many missing communities as well as build up the sector.
So a lot of the work that the Canadian Museums Association does is, you know, really trying to grow a stronger museum sector and cultural sector in the country and support those, the provincial and territorial museum associations, but also to support museums small and large across the country. And so, I'm also ensuring that we're making space for everyone's voice to be heard, not just, Indigenous, but a lot of, if we look at IPOC or BIPOC communities as well, whose narrative, is largely missing from a lot of, museums in this country. And how do we tell those stories accurately and authentically is really, really important, but also the relevance of museums. I think during COVID, the sector was hit very, very hard because we were not considered essential services by the definitions that were given. So a lot of the museums in this country were closed for several months at a time, and it had catastrophic consequences, not only in terms of like what it could have happened to collections in these museums, but also the workforce, the lack of revenue coming in to, sustain, a sector that relies heavily on government support and our communities to support us. So I think, as we come out of COVID, hopefully that we're able to build a stronger sector and really, I think, look at improving on best practices, things that are happening globally as well in museums, and sort of trying to set a standard for Canada, really that shows really the necessary work that is happening within communities and museums.
With Montour's departure from the Woodland Cultural Center, they have also recently announced that Heather George will take over as the new ED for the Woodland Cultural Center and assumes her role as of March 20th, 2023. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.